This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Sam Zeff. The Kansas legislature adjourned for spring break with a deal to balance the current year's budget. Lawmakers have a plan for school funding, but they still have to pass it and agree on some mix of spending cuts and revenue increases to close the giant budget gaps projected for the next 2 years. Kansas News Service editors Amy Jeffries and Jim McLean join me on Statehouse Blend Kansas podcast to talk about how lawmakers might ultimately solve the state's budget problems. So what's on the table for that?
Tax increases. They're going to roll the LLC exemption back. I mean, I think that's pretty much a done deal. People have been assuming that's going to be part of the mix all along.
Right.
So I think the question now is, you know, what kind of adjustments are they going to make in the rates, in the income tax rates, and then what kind of quote-unquote sin taxes are they going to add to the mix in terms of maybe a tobacco tax increase and an increase in the tax on alcohol? There's also a gas tax proposal floating around out there to help fund KDOT. So those are going to be the component parts, but in what magnitude and what the mix is going to be, I don't think anybody knows at this point.
Yeah, and you know, they've got this pile of possible cuts and efficiencies right from this report that the legislature commissioned
a couple of years ago now,
and they've been tearing down those ideas one by one.
Yeah, they've been digging deep into the report and saying, well, no, this isn't going to work. No, not feasible. Okay.
Certainly has been the case on the school finance side,
right,
where they thought they were going to save maybe $60 to $80 million a year by concentrating health benefits,
right,
in a single area. Legislative post-audit came back and say you're not going to come anywhere.
So, Mr. School Finance Expert, why don't you tell us how that's going to shake out?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
you thought he never would, right?
So they've passed out. Well, they actually haven't passed out a bill out of this K through 12 budget committee. They came to a bill.
Agreement on a bill.
Right. So they're waiting to, they just hired former Senator Jeff King as their constitutional law expert. He is going to go through this bill and advise the committee whether it will pass
muster.
He's
an Ivy Leaguer.
He is. Mm-hmm. And Oxford, by the way.
Yes,
And he's going to advise the committee whether this will pass muster with the state Supreme Court. Right now, it puts $150 million a year over 5 years for a total of $750 million into public education. After 5 years, the bill that has been agreed upon, the amount of state aid would rise based on the consumer price index.
Are you hearing, Sam, I'm really interested, the mods who got elected, particularly in Johnson County, on the school finance issue.
Right.
Are they thinking this is enough money?
No, I think there's a lot of people who don't who believe that it's not enough money. There are certainly a handful of conservatives who believe it's way too much. So I mean, there will be a fight about this on the House floor.
But you know, you have to add whatever you're going
right.
to add to school finance on
you
top of
add
that billion
that.
Dollar figure, because
right.
the roughly $1 billion we're talking about is the amount of the projected deficit over the next 2 years that has to be filled through cuts and revenue increases. So we're really looking at, you know, approaching $2 billion need right now over the next several fiscal years. And so, you know, how they're going to generate that money, I think that's the caution that legislative leaders are trying to impose on the process, is they want to keep that figure as manageable as possible on schools.
Now, part of it they're not going to be able to manage, because whatever they do on school finance has got to be agreed to by the state Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty big hurdle, I think. They've been trying for years to do end-arounds around
right.
the state Supreme
right.
Court, and the justices have just said no. Keep up to date with all things Kansas politics by searching for Statehouse Blend Kansas in Explore and clicking follow.